very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, December 1st, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Kip Stube.
And I'm Blessing Zulu.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the newly appointed cabinet.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com.
Joining us once again, you are listening to Studio 7, a Live Talk, and we are coming out from the Voice of America in Washington. And this evening, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's first cabinet picks.
Mr. Mnangagwa last night named a new cabinet, seen as rewarding top military officials who played a crucial role in his rise to the top, but retained much of the old guard from President Robert Mugabe's era, which analysts say deflates much of the optimism surrounding the new government.
But his backers say he opted for continuity and experience as he has only 8 months before the country calls for the next elections. And if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yibambe mahlabe zulu nxa sandukusixhuma khona manje namhlanje ke sikhuluma ngedale le cabinet elijingwe kumbe ngithi elikhethwe ngumnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa, yena usekhokhela ilizwe leZimbabwe. Siyabona ke ukuthi ukhethe abantu abaningi sibili abathize akade bekhona ngale kudale le cabinet lalo owathe ngumongameli umnumzana Robert Mugabe. Siyabona sibili uphinde wadobha futhi abanye abakubudo lapha sikhuluma ke ngoPresident Cyril. Kuzobuya ke lo Major General Sibusiso Sibanda Moyo. Ndiyamkhumbula uMoyo ezethula umbiko ukuthi ibutho selingene ke eZBC khonakale selikhuluma ngokuthi selihluthune umbuso welizwe. So ke Blessing, siyabona ke sibili ukuthi Mnangagwa ulabantu abatsha namakudalela.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi tila watitini zuwe kubwa kwa muri kutimunona sei dare rema kurukota rakasaruzwa iro na va Emmerson Mnangagwa nezuro maneru. Pakaoni kwa pachipinda yu vamwe varukuba mchuto wakaita sa ea masha operens chiri vavave gurukotaruno na nezwe kurima kuchizo tuo vamwe wakaita sa meja Sibusiso Moyo vamuno ziwa wachitaura yu kuti mauto ndo anga apanyanga mushure mekunge vaenda kuno kombereza imba ya vamugabe inozi Blue Roof kuborode uko vachiva tivo vanofarira kunge vachisiya chigaro. Asi kune vakawanda varimu darire makurukota irori vagara varimu matare makurukota apfura pasi pavamugabe vakaita sava Obet Mpofu vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwemukati menyika vakembo Muhadi vanoona nezvekudzivirwa kwenyika kuchitiwo vakawanda vana mai Stembiso Nyoni vana mai Opa Muchinguri Kashiri vana amai Priska Mupfumira vadzorwa zvakare vanga vambo biswa mudare makurukota navamugabe kuchitiwo vamwe vatsva vakaitawo sana Ziyambi Ziyambi vave ivo ku bazinoona nezvemitemo navakazembe kazembe
so ke siyabona ke kulo Patrick Chinamasa ke okhangelese zimali kuzobuya ke umnumzana Obet Mpofu ubambe ezomvikela ekhaya. Kuzobuya ke Marshal Perence Cyril usekhangele ezokulima lokuhlalisa abantu nje emakhaya khona ngale. ULazarus Tagutokora lokhu khona ubambe ezemfundo uDokotela David Balenyatwa ngozibambeke kwezempilakahle. Kuzobuya ke umnumzana Kembo CD Mohadi ikembo mwati akula mtalatala kukulumende. Kuta loke kuona lapa ke kakalezo mvigela. Uziyambi ziyambi nguyoba mbege ezo mteto. Mecha jela lesiposiso moyo. Sa mkumbulo uba baweku wakuluma ukutia sokufiwa la Zimbabwe. Uba mbege ezo kukutelana na banya mazwi. Kuzo boya kiyo mnumza na chulai moyo. Sa mkumbula chulai moyo. Usa kona njalo ukangele ezo matulopeni le mapanjeni. Kuzo boya kiyo ustebi sonyoni uloke kona. Kuta se kangele ezo bom mama. So kwa hilo, Professor Amon Murira, mwenye kangele eze mfundu, ipezulu. Usupa mwanduwa zira la ukona, ICT, ya wazi ye, ukangela kono kwe, oebule njini, ve internet, leto ezi njalo nje. Kuzo kwa hilo, ukiye vanyati, la uzwambile, lepa eze sevens. Sama sikupe kakunjalo kwe mfundu.
Wunguka hama wadiwa, maka sunu kukasezi luguta ura, Gibbs hapa kuti munge mchipinda mchirongwa chedu tichikurukura. Gibbs regaiti mboende pa Facebook page yedu. Toho na uti vanwaru kuti kudi nenya edari makurukota. Tinashe chanyao arukuti stop it. Tuenda una Vincent Dana arukuti watching from Kalinia, Pretoria. Thank you so much. And then Edmo Gondo Rambani Pasi watching from Selu, Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. And Tina Jakari, Senzani Sajimi Tendele, old train with new driver. We also have Efas Pet Mandaza, my good friend there in the UK. He says, it has always been a case of a snake shedding its skin. Trago Trust Chipato, Arguti, watching from South Africa. Rosie Silla, who is the vice president? I don't think that decision has been made yet.
Not yet, we don't know.
There's just speculation as to who might be picked as vice president, or actually two after their congress. We might have three because they were saying there's need to fulfill the women's quota. Then Paul January, apo blessing fair, Deripo, please call me. Paul is in South Africa. Then we have Prinsola Herrera, Arguti loud and clear. Then we have Bright Chelsea Sibenge, Arguti, you appreciate me more when I'm gone. I don't know if that's President Robert Mugabe. We are Mkumbula.
Yes,
then we have Jeremiah Mudagureva, Arguti, Tiripo Fe. Thanks so much, Jeremiah. We have Samson Mukulanga, we say, call me. We have Dara K. Ramusina. He wants to be called my good friend. Tototai Matavarira in the UK. He says, Kulanda Ntakatera Hedu Budi. Thank you so much. Munyaradzi Shingra Ichiwoto, watching from Vic Falls, Gibbs.
Zilabo abo nengi lapa vasewe ngele nkuljeni blessing. Nasuka ngele ke ulo Priscilla Nguluwe. Uti mbukele la msili nkonapo. Tlengwe spanda stole siya kuzo kakulu. Uti koto ke mnumza na opeti evantu. Ungele njani futi. Philip Spanda uti kunzima wafoetu. Kunzima sivili. Kuzo wege ustule Nicole Chuma. Uya mbukele kula ngale ke epilitani. Siya bonga machuma. Kuzo wege lo silence mpunzi. Uti ngamanya la lawa. Asante ilung leo. Lezwe katesi kunapo. Kuzopoya unomza jiane, uti nilipugele nisate peni. Kuzokutuwa sisi lo mwonto
yungunda. We have our first guest, that is MDC spokesperson, Mr. Obet Gutu. He also at one time served as the Deputy Justice Minister. Mr. Gutu, good evening.
Good evening, blessing. Good evening, good evening, listeners. Maneru Sifonge.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, Mr. Gutu is on the line. You can ask him a question.
Yes, Mr. Gutu, I guess you have seen the cabinet and people have been talking on social media about what this cabinet is all about. So give us a take, taking into consideration that maybe you would have wanted to be the Minister of Justice, right?
Gibbs, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, I've seen the cabinet. Maybe let me just make one. The first observation is that, of course, it's a 22-member cabinet, way smaller than the previous cabinet of the former president, Robert Mugabe. And significance is to note that there are only six deputy ministers. I remember clearly that the last cabinet had about 24 or 25 deputy ministers. So it was like virtually every ministry had a deputy minister. If I remember well, I think the only ministry that didn't have a deputy minister was the Minister of Finance for some reason. So in total, there were about 74 or 75 ministers, the former cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
Right. What I found a little bit astounding about the present cabinet is, you know, the recycling of what I would want to call, with due respect, deadwood. Yeah, you are talking of people who have been in cabinet for more than 20 years or so. Some of them even for about 30 years. I mean, let me give you an example of, for instance, somebody like Minister Obed Mpofu, who, with respect, does not have a particularly, you know, rosy record in cabinet. I mean, when you look at his record as the Minister of Mines and Mining Development during the GNU era, and when you also look at generally, you know, the allegations of corruption against him, which he has not unfortunately been able to successfully, like, explain. And you also have people like the Minister of Health, Minister David Perenyatwa, who is actually superintendent of the total collapse, virtual collapse of the public health delivery system. And what I also found very astounding is, you know, you have a Minister of Youth, Honorable Stanley Sonyoni, who last time I checked is about 69 or 70 years. So really, to have somebody who is about 70 years old being a Minister of Youth, I think it's actually an insult to the youth who happen to be the majority of the population. I think we all know that demographically, people below the age of 40 constitute about maybe 64 to 65% of Zimbabwe's population. And you also look at something that I found also very astounding is the militarization of the cabinet. We also have a Major General, Dr. Suziso Moyo, who is coming in as the Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Trade. And you also have Emerson Perensiri, who is coming in as the Minister of Agriculture and Land. So you tend to then want to believe that, you know, we are actually having a deliberate military thrust. We actually have quite a militarized cabinet, which I believe for some of us who believe in a peaceful democratic change and in civilian politics as opposed to military politics or the militarization of politics, we feel pretty uncomfortable. So basically, I would say it's a cabinet that is not inspiring. I would call it, it's like putting old wine in new bottles. It will remain old wine. I'll call it a cabinet that is like just the flip side of the old order. This is like the reverse side of the same coin. It is uninspiring. It doesn't look very very exciting. And when you look at even people like Patrick Chinamata, with whom I worked in the Ministry of Justice during the GNU, for him to go back to the Ministry of Finance and with the kind of difficulties that he had, you know, as the Minister of Finance before he got demoted to Minister of WhatsApp or what they were calling himself a ministry. I believe that they could have gotten a better person, maybe even from, you know, outside politics, as somebody who's like a banker, a banker to be a Minister of Finance and Economic Development. So I believe that this is a cabinet that is dull, I'm afraid to say. It doesn't look particularly exciting. Like I've already said, it is like the reverse side of the same coin. And when you look at the economy, that is virtually on life support, we have an economy in which more than 90% of the people live or subsist within the informal sector. I believe that those men and women are not going to be able to take up to the next level. So I would actually say that cabinet with respect. It's an uninspiring cabinet. If I use thick lingo, some are already saying cabinet yagadago.
The drunken master reminds me of the drunken master. But Mr. Gutu, I think some people are also complaining about the number of females in this cabinet. They are saying just 3 women. That's an insult. Do you agree or agree to disagree?
Yeah, exactly. That's the other dimension. When you look actually it's, in terms of gender parity, it's actually an insult because we know that 52% of the Zimbabwe population is constituted of women. And if I remember well, there are about 3 women in that cabinet. There is Mpumira,
Mpumira. Mpumira.
Who is the third one? There's also, I can't even remember the third one.
Mai Mpumira. Opam Chinguru, Mai Mpumira, and Mai Mpumira.
And Opam Chinguru Kachiri. And look, you are saying, and all those women, when you look at it, you know, Vanu Akura, I believe that they could have done better to look for younger women who are there, well-educated women, who could actually have been given, cabinet posts, at least one half of those cabinet posts. I've already said, if you're looking at the Minister of Youth, which is now being led by a grandmother who is 70 years old, I think it's not only an insult to women, but it's also an insult to youth. So I think it's a fairly, not fairly, it's actually a chauvinistic, male chauvinistic, cabinet setup. And I don't know what women think about it, but I don't want to believe that women are going to be excited by that kind of cabinet where they are only represented by three women out of 22 cabinet ministers.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Just we've got Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, who is a political analyst based at Huddersfield University. He is on the line. Dr. Sibanda, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So now, the cabinet that never was, right? Or this is the most brilliant cabinet you've ever seen in life, in Zim, right?
Yeah, it isn't the first cabinet. I think one of the things that we have got to note is that in a place of laws, in a country of laws, this cabinet is not only disappointing, is not only insensitive in terms of non-representative in terms of age and so forth. The cabinet is to a large extent illegal. It is unconstitutional. And I'll tell you why. The Constitution demands that the president must have due diligence and due deference to gender equality, regional equality, and so on and so on. And if you look at it, its gender balance is inappropriate, it's totally out of the map, and for that reason, in a country where courts are useful, where courts do their job, this could be challenged in a court of law, and President Emmerson Mnangagwa could be forced to revisit some of the allocations of the posts and allocate a few more positions in his cabinet to female members of the society who are appropriately qualified to carry out such duties. And there is not a shortage of women who can be ministers, cabinet ministers in any country, let alone Zimbabwe, with its high literacy rate.
Okay.
Mina i-cabinet ka President Mnangagwa nxa ungayikhangela kahle kahle ngayikho emthethweni. Bekufanele ukuthi ngabe uyayikhangelisisa ayilungisa ukuthi ibe labantu besifazane abeneleyo abafanana nokuthi abantu ku population izalwane zeZimbabwe ezingabafazi zingaki. Ngalelo qhinga ngibona ukuthi bekungaba khona abantu abangaphangisa bahambe emthethwandaba bafike bathi hayi i-cabinet leyi ayikho emthethweni ngoba isisekelo sombuso sitsho njalo.
Yobambe khonapho ungayindawo.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, some might actually say maybe Mr. Gutu is crying more than the bereaved. Of course, you are in the opposition. Why, if you stay close to a cemetery, you are not supposed to mourn for everyone. Varukuti koimi munodei pa huku yemweni siyai vatongi.
No, because the whole idea is blessing. Why we're in politics? We're in politics to serve the nation. We some of us have sacrificed a lot. I mean, for what we are doing. I think I want the listeners to appreciate that some of us, we are in politics not because we are clamoring for one of these positions. No. I mean, I've been in government before. I've been a deputy minister before. So I actually know how government operates. I mean, you can give me any government department. I think it would be said without sounding impossible. I think I'll be able to run it. So all I'm saying is we are looking at a situation where we want our country to prosper. Mm-hmm. We want our people to live in happiness. We believe in the pursuit of happiness as MGC. We want people to enjoy the fruit of their labor, to enjoy the natural resources of their country, to live peacefully, happily. So all we are saying is this. If you are going to have a cabinet in only three women out of 22 people, then are you saying, when you look at Zimbabwe, one of the highest literacy rates, not only in Africa, but in the world. Last time I said there was any, actually, I think we are number two. If not number one or number two, I think because we are number one or number two after Tunisia in terms of literacy in Africa. So all we are saying is we have got highly educated, highly qualified men and women. Why, therefore, did President Mnangagwa only find it fit to get only three women? And if you look at it, I'm not being tribalistic here. All these women are from the northern part of the country. Obam Chinguri, Chris Kamfumira, okay, and then of course the same people maybe from the bottom part. Mm-hmm. But all I'm saying is, it was going to be better if at least they'd come up with out of 22, then to have at least about 10 women sitting in cabinet. Because the women are there with the relevant qualifications, the relevant experience. I mean, in the private sector, we've got women who've done very well in business, we've got women who've done very well in insurance, women have done very well in academia. So I believe that there's really no good reason. I don't think anyone would say we are crying more than they believe. We are doing this simply because we want Zimbabwe to be governed properly. And more so, I think it's one of our primary functions as the opposition, to keep the government of the day in check. And if we don't do that, I think we'd have failed in one of our core duties as opposition. Because we are there to make sure that we keep the government of the day in check. We point out to their weaknesses. We obviously are supposed to make them work. And I think this is one of our duties. And this is exactly what we are doing. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it's not like we wanted to be in cabinet. No. I want listeners to appreciate. No. We really have no appetite to be involved in a ZANU-PF cabinet. But at the same time, because we are Zimbabweans, we have that patriotic duty and we need that.
Thank you so much. We thought that a fight between grasshoppers is a joy to the crow, but Mr. Gutu is defining the role of the opposition here. Of course, Napoleon once said, if you see your enemy making mistakes, don't interrupt him.
Mm-hmm.
They are interrupting Mr. Mnangagwa here. Regai tende kuna vamoyo ku South Africa. Makadi vamoyo.
Nosiwa makadi iko baba.
Aiwa chini nani? Tarere makuru kutara manga maga mirira rasuika. Anzu kutonga kwa rogamba. Muruko ona sei kabiliti.
Aiwa. Tangu tayari yadi pini ya muhariri tu wa gire pashi ndio rasuika. Sina mazoja kina anga pini gori pani hivi hondo. Na wewe kujenga kuti kanzu kuzala kuchembere mwana ya kuwa wanje sana pururunda. Wasi na zuri chembere hii dunukuri na mwana. Ndio kwenye masiri wao na kampuri na wana. Na wewe mukati me zano sisi mapuru kote asaru zao kwa nini kuti zano pini pashi hivi nyimbo ya yakawi ya mbunga iwan shark. Shaki yake zani yake ni mbunga na yuko na Mexico. Na wipo ndiyo kuti makuru kote sana zano PF kwa nini dauli zano pini pashi hayo maitiravo wanawa avana guara avana wita Zimbabwe guara mishuwa avana pashi kwa hali asinemde kuti yawa mkwe kuti kubanawe Zimbabwe vese wakatile nwa kuhuona kuhuona vese wa sharu iswa nizwa itika wakubwa mwa soja ashipiwa zimu Zimbabwe za tashamisa hao kubiru ya uliko ziru zivano zishamba zichoru wazo za kira wakatila kutuza kuhu mkuru kutuwa kazi zipa shawona awa wanisi mkano wakakua tarani kuhu mkuru kwa makuru kuta atapiwa hao sisi zaita izori kufike kapira mbini na atuwa nwaka wana taifara kuta hao garu wila pinda rishaita za kasha zimashamisa cha rishaita za naka zukuru batu pasaro apana za itu kwa kudu zila kutila mangu wana renyike Zimbabwe chango mba ruma daka zata hao kungu suwezi kudai mgarima kama tisila kuti timi nuzikwano ili special yaka galeka nyoko mbuku raishi na ili iyo yaka guna kuzukila panyanga ndafara zukuru kutu wangu na wangu kutuwaripo wana kirela kutu nani gurenu uya kazi kama kuna umambo kwa gara 37 years kana mkuru wa shashinga ubisa umambo anu temina abasha kuna ugara so wote pati ya una ngangwe isha kugara pa maskisanzi papa bayasuka mavoti inu bayenda for good nukuti wanu wakafane G40 pasabo wanu wakatu psikosi so wote wacha supporta inu pati ya makuru kutia wa isao kwa nizu kutipashana zanupi faya aisi fe wali ina kitra kukutai kupashabo.
tinotenda zvikuru kuva moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tinotenda regai titerewo vamwe kuti vapinda mukana wemapepa kuti vagotwa mberi basa nepati yambeshena mberi mukana waivasvike kuti basa itore nekuti vamwari vabvuma kuti itore basa.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Mr. Moyo there seems to be an MDC supporter. It is hoping that they win next year's elections. And he's saying that for Mr. Mnangagwa, it's the same old cabinet. And he does not have any hope in it changing the fortunes of the country. That's his own view. Gibbs Ngubane.
Just before taking this caller, there's an interesting comment that has been sent by, I think it's Martin Mklanga. He says you cannot remove an old back tire and put it up front, and then you claim that you have restructured your car. We need a new set of tires. We cannot have a country running on the same old tires. This guy is saying, no, that cannot happen. So, okay, is this okay? Slow up on Yati, the Pecco any? Baba Yati, watch on a gen. Baba Yati? Kuanu Babu Yati, if Fonyaki, Kuanu Kumbesi, Grazi. Yeah. Kuan says his number village. So Kumbang, you're saying Siago Baba Uspanda. Baba, Doctor Spanda, who connects one? Yeah, who can know what doctor? Sorry, Oga, Marshall. Parents Shiri. Kulabaya bantu zivele asebe lunywa ikonzi la. Bati loku kuya kapula. Yinda wa kapula bantu.
Hey, wano kuti uE Marshall linabandavane ni mazi njengo E Marshall Parents Shiri abandavane ngawezi ndewele ni mazi njengo Black Jesus. Mwaba ngezikati sake uvesazagana njengo mdutu uvesige mzini wabantu akete njengo mlimu kutai wenu ngapila, wenu susifa, wenu ngapila, wenu zaufa kusasa. Ube umuntu obambizimpilo zabantu ngesikhathi sekukura wonke lapha. So ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa semthathe wamfaka uhulumende wamkhipha lapha kade cashe khona emasotsheni kuyinto yethusayo ethengisa njalo ukuthi uPresident Mnangagwa indaba yokudibeka kwabantu bemandebeleni akayithathi akayiqhakathekise kangako uyenza into encane ngala ndaba lokuthi abanye abantu bangabe phatheka kanjani. Indaba ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi wazi ukuthi ngicabanga ukuthi abantu abaningi ebuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi bazi ukuthi upresident wabo akala ndaba lezinhlupho zabo lokudubeka abake bakwenza. Into eyokuthi akula muntu akade ekhangelele labantu abasemazweni aphesheya bengibona kathi sila ku-BBC bekhuluma ngale ndaba ukuthi kuyethusa lokhu ukuthi kathi umuntu owazakala enenhliziyo embi kangaka njalo kuthiwa wabulala abantu elizweni usukawe kuminista ngaliphi bona abantu bohlobo lwalubulawa bezwa njani ngalesi sehlakalo esinzima kangaka.
Ye, ngicela ufake nje 1 minute ngasikhiwa khonokho.
Well, I think that it's a huge tragedy when you have a section of your society as a president and you are unable to sympathize and empathize with their feelings, justified or unjustified. The fact that, Marshall Prince Shiri was in Matabele known as the Black Jesus for his attitude towards the matters during the 80s when there was a suspected genocide. Means that his appointment certainly touches a lot of people as personal, as insensitive, as certainly an insult for those who had known Parenti as the Black Jesus, for he had the power to decide who would live and who wouldn't live, who would have life when he arrived in people's homes in the 80s. So I think that, and it's not just people like me, Zimbabweans. It's people in the international world where I was watching today, the British regretting ever letting him train at Sandhurst, and also worrying why such a person would be appointed to be in a government in a country where you have a lot of people who experienced his matters that are still alive and can still tell the stories of what he actually did. So it's a chilling thought. And we don't know how our society is going to survive this. It's not only on the Ndebele, it's also on the Shona as well.
where you have people becoming, where the president is giving unnecessary profile to an issue that needed to be dealt with, I think, more soundly and more sensitively as it dies out, perhaps.
Thank you.
Mr. Gutu?
Yes, Blessing?
Just briefly, I mean, we can't say everyone in this cabinet is not capable of delivering. I mean, even at a monkey contest, there is a winner. Are there characters that you think can actually perform in this cabinet?
I don't know. I'll single out, okay, fine, he's a military guy.
Mm-hmm.
But that chap called through Siso Moyo,
mm-hmm.
He's somebody I know, I mean, personally. I know he's very intelligent. Mm-hmm. And he's got a doctorate in international relations.
Mm-hmm.
I know that he's very sharp. What I don't know now is, because there have been certain other guests since I've been living somewhere this afternoon,
mm-hmm.
About some dodgy deals, diamond deals, during the Zimbabwe National Army escapade
in
the Congo, in the DRC in the 90s, where he had been, you are seeing that some, you know, some of those kind of things. So I don't know whether that might not be maybe a blemish on his record.
Mm-hmm.
But look, I know that given an opportunity, he'll be able to be a very good foreign affairs minister, because he's an expert in international relations. He also has been running some of the army businesses. I know for certain that he's very, very keen and sharp business acumen. I know mm-hmm. Susan Zomoyo is going to be able to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Right, but there are some of these guys in Obedumpo for Goman, I mean, like for four mm-hmm. people. I mean, like I said, look, he has got a take at the history of corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And he now remains in the new Ministry of Home Affairs and Culture. It sounds a bit funny, eh? Home Affairs and Culture, they call it. I don't know how he's going to be an effective minister. He has not been effective in any of the ministries that has been given to run throughout his tenure in government with due respect. Even if he got back when he used to be the provincial governor for Matabele and not back in the day. So look, I believe that one or two people will be able to do a decent job. I've already said that he should be able to do a decent job. I think also that a person like Patrick Chinamasa, maybe not exactly finance, I think would have made a very good minister of either justice. He would have made a very good minister of justice. I know he's a workaholic. I work with him. I know he can put in a long shift. I know he can work, work in sorts of. Or he could even have done better at home affairs. And now you have some of these people. You have.
Thank you, Mr. Kutu. Is no Baba Lapage Otto Kubegani Uzatuan? Hey, Baba Kubegan Munjan. Baba Kubegani Kukona? Yapila, Ispongbani. Yea, Tonga and Kumbuza, Utala, Vacumbula, Uslandulo, Elomja, Lokal, Otto Capulato. So I would talk to you. What are you talking about?
I started it. I was motivated to be able to use
it. So what are you? So you are going to talk about Tizi. When you are going to talk about Tizi, you are going to talk
about Tizi. I was going to talk about Tizi. I was going to talk about Tizi.
So ubona ngazani vele kathenge kadopa abanye kuba bakuma badla athiyeneyo
ufuze kube njalo ukuthi bedobhe laphana lalaphana lalaphana ukuze sikhambise kuhle
so singathi zimbila zantabani
hayi zimbila zantabanizimbila zantabani
kodwa ungena kulaba abanjengoperensiri kuzokuya ke lo major general Sibusiso Moyo ubona njani
hayi labo sina vele sinto kutinte ungena abantu abayibekulengene phakathi lapha
so
kunyathela
yes manje kutshintshwa njani khona
hayi kufuze lati sikhalaze phezulu khona
hayi kondi liye kukhetho kuliyakhalaza kubani
demonstrate ukuze kulunge.
Yebo
phela. Ngiyakhala ngale khetheni ukusebenza ukuthi bekhetha.
Mhm. Kodwa selizibizelelini ukuthi liye kukhetho kumbe vele donga alikakubhalisi.
Baba.
Selabhalisa ukuthi livote njengoba sithi liyafuna ukuthi liguqule njalo lingaze ngayo ukhetho.
Hayi khona siyakubhalisa so ngo-January.
Hawu ubone ke donga siyabonga kakhulu ungadinga kusasa mnumzane.
Hayi mbongi lo ungena ehleleni.
Mhm. Sibonga kakhulu. So Mr. Donga is saying that these people know what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the middle of got an idiom which says Zimbila Zantabanya.
Mm-hmm.
They are rabbits of the same mountain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You take another one from another mountain, they always fight.
Mm-hmm.
So these are people that know each other.
Mm-hmm.
They've been together for a long time. So he really recycled some of the ministers because of that, mm-hmm. according to him. Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Tina mkoma Donald Parunari. Magadi mkoma Donald.
Ndipo mkoma Blessing. Magadi kwa mkoma Gibbs.
Aye.
Asikia pila mpoi.
Zedu mkoma Donald. Tipe ufungwa zenyi.
Ya, ndipa umorosa wangu wa mkoma mkoma wariku maana li siwa guduna mkoma siwanda.
Mm-hmm.
Ule kwa siwanda. I apa atini hata tumwe ya lombo na tata kata risira ni mawezo masu kujitefungwa wata kuda pangu kubako kata wa mkabe zinusia shandu kamunika bati atini tumbo wana kana change ya jeno kutichero wana wangwari kuno kwa wangwa zita zita tika inda kumushapa kilisi masoto tona nubi zedi zezi atia zoti zezi zana haka kumusha but indication nilipo ya wato zata apara sino naka zuzi zaitu wapaka odi waya nini odi bodo zino zati kuhona nukutu mkata wa ungwe na kata gabe na umasingo kare niki zago ya sitema wa ungwe.
Mhm.
Waka BC wa pacho leto declaration wa damu na jwa moyo waka dzingwa pa kugazina wa masingo.
Mhm.
Dikazonzi ah eh ama resident minister ako zina vachi jwa wa na minister of state. Ndo kuda ndo kwane kwa chika na vachi jwa minister sare minister ndo kuto chinja kwa performance ye munhu ameno ku ane zvoti chiti ndi gaba baba.
Mhm.
Bozi mukati kuti ina vanhu akatasana nayo pa mujinguri vaka nana wa state zonyone vakashanda kubakare vari ku mainyoni vachiva kwa minister of small enterprise jwa dia meno atina kana mbona chataka ona ja akapfunduza kana nyika. Uya atinapo zili hoye ministri ya uja ala hoye ministri uji. Peta anu wakati sana soja etu hao. Haa pupata kumbari kwa. Nukuti hapo zongo lewa ngo zato wapache na kuti wacha urwa mnofoka ushanda na kasi mbache ya sunukuti za wapache na manji. Eo mea buda manji za zoro ya to wapache na ye. Eko tipapa elections batu pinda hapa kapu. Pachange junda echa kange echa ya haino kia dominator sukuti hapa anu pachane neta ya papa. Don main reason ya si wama soja. Padangu wana sepa kakuna wa mna angako pa mipagu apo indaka.
Mhm.
Yepa minister of mines hapo. Wili to nishitandu. Mjinda anu wili to nishitandu. Ayala CEO nunga kumimosa ya lika na kuchia menu ya chati.
Mhm. Kumimosa.
Yomu ndo pandupandawana pa kakuna yepa hapa.
Mhm.
Ewa. Ewa. Minister of higher education ya wapa amoni mkira profesa. Adona kuti zingangu wa kukuko ma ministeri waliriwa ya. Kuhye uti uko kwa wazo zira wabara renya atuwa. Kwa wesa wa china masa kufinance. Paisa wao bedi mpofu kwa. Hakuna chino buda. Nekwa paisa wa msa angu wakwa. Nye kwa na chenji. Na wakaya moyo.
Ayo wa chino chenda kuru mkuma Donald.
Mkuma blessing. Hata singa tali chini suna kadaro. Naka pano hitu kato noka kuwana. Uwazo wana mvana. Vana hini kata sato usha wana mskana.
Ayo wa chino chenda kuru. Hapana hapo chakai pa kuru mvana. Si chino chenda kuru mkuma Donald.
Maita basa mkuma.
Donald there is saying that of course that there are exceptions. Kitando is saying that was an inspired appointment, and also Professor Murwira at Higher Education is saying those are good, but overall he is saying that Mr. Mugabe is simply recycling the same old guys. Gibbs, we have Dr. Sibanda still.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda. Jalos kwa mtu kwa mwenye. Kota sana hampi kwa nasi. Wana kulele Professor Kevanyati. Kevanyati sibili Professor Azwayo. Kwaze mfundo lapu. Kuzo kwa kwa mtu angwa la njoba wa ichi nalanga paadi. Kaya ilo mati matando. Kwa mfundo wa kuruma kubinjani. Kuruma kesti umnumza na mkabe. So kwa nuku kwa chengi sara nje. Ntwezi nengi. So nizwa kutuwa siloba wa kwa mwenye lapa. Ote ngezi bizo. Umnumza na kujani. Kumbe kuma mazulu.
Yebo
mazulu. Zabona mazulu.
Yebo baba.
Unjani unga?
Hayi sethola sina ngizamku ukukhuluma ukuthi khona yebo yezajabula sile ekhipha umgabe esaleni kufaka kumnangako. kodwa ke phela uhlupho lukamnanga kule ukuthi usethethe amakhabu nethaye khona kumgabe wabuya wabuyisela futhi khona esikhundleni kambe kuzalunga.
Abantu bathini kolapho nxa ukhuluma labo ekhaya khona?
Kakhulumi ngakho ebantwini ngengakazami ukuxoxa ngakho ebantwini ngisesaba lami ngito engxenye kumbe ngizavelelwa ngokunye okuzamphambanisa empilweni.
So kodwa-ke nxa wena subona sibili ukuthi uhamba njani khonokho ubona ani kuyalunga yini ilizwe leZimbabwe njengoba lifaka abangani bakhe?
Hayi khona yeke bekuzalunga ngokuya kwesikhathi kodwa ke mina bengikhathi ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa phela kuyafakwa lamaNdebele kungabi ngamashona kodwa ukwenzela ukuthi lathi ngapha emaNdebeleni sibe lokuthuthuka njengakhona le masikini.
Ngiyabona phela bafake umnumzana Obed Mpofu liNdebele phela ukhona ngapha alisho ukuthi liNdebele?
Hawu ye uright yena Obed Mpofu liNdebele kodwa ke omama bakhona laba bangamaNdebele na.
Yes, siyabona kulo Sithembiso Nyoni, umama wesintwini. Kuzobuya ke lo mdala uSimon Khayamoyo. La ngwesintwini njalo ke
Obed Mpofu.
Kuzobuya ke Mpofu semqambini. Kuzobuya ke lo Kembo Mohadi. Siyakwazi uvela khona ngale ke eSvendeni. So ke kuzobuya bakhona nje balihlekana. La khona phetsholojo akazi bafaka ubani? Bafaka uGinyilitshe uKane Matema uyamazi kakhulu Kane wabhala ibhuku ibhuku lakhe lelana elezaphu njalo umdala wayemthanda phela umdala angamthandi.
Hayi wayemthanda yena kodwa phela kanti yabona ukuthi kade sebehlamukile labo sebezanini so siyabashiya ukuthi nabakithi amaNdebeleni labo kabadonsele kibo ngapha kuphumelele ngapha nakhonale.
Hayi ke siyakuzwa ke ntombi endala iphosela ukugcina mama.
Hayi ngiyalikhuthaza abantu abasesifundeni abakithi emaNdebeleni khonapho kucabinet kamnangagu kelizama ukusezana emaNdebeleni sithuthukise isigaba sakini sifile mani
siphe kanganani sichobodekise siphele nyanya mazulu
nyanya ayakusela sekthari esebenzayo akula migwaqo izinto ziyadura siyahlupheka vele izulu alikho siyalamba. Ngathi siyathi umuvu ona laba abasinikayo bathi kasikhiphe izimali asilazo.
Kahle baphele eh? Hayi siyabonga mazulu ungathilela kusasa ma.
Hayi mbonile baba.
Yes, bona kakhulu. That is Mrs. Zulu. She is in Cholojo. And she was complaining and saying that there are no Ndebele ministers of North. You know, maybe that was the point. So then when I pointed out that there are some in the cabinet, she said those are not the ones that she wanted. She would have wanted to see new faces and people that are a little bit powerful. But she says she's a bit reserved in terms of expressing herself because she knows that something may visit her at night, you know. So, you know, sometimes people really have this kind of fear. And she says the fear is still there, so she's fearing for her life, definitely. And now we see that there's even Kane Matema, who comes from Cholocho. She doesn't trust him at all. Yeah.
Regai tiende kurunare zvakare. Choida kuna mukoma Namo Goronga. Magadi mukoma Namo.
Tinofara magadi wo vakuru vangu.
Aiwa, tiripo zvedu. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Regai nditange hangu nokungoti tarisiro yanga ine vanhu nezvabuda padare remakurukota iro zvinobodza moyo. Takatendera tichiti mudzimu wauya mumusha. Ino kana pouya mudzimu wembeveve haitauri haizwi nyangwe neanodudzira wacho unopera simba kuti wotangira papi. Ukavona zvekuti makurukota acho vazhinji vacho vava kuma 79-80 zvichikwira. Ko ivo chavo chavo vechidiki muzano PF hamuna here vechidiki vachiri kutemwa dzinobuda ropa vanogona kunge vachimhanya mhanya pano neapo panoda kusvikwa apo panoda kudii nokuti hazvina kusiyana nasekuru vamugabe vataiti vanga vakura vanga vasina chakundi vanga vokundikana mukatasa vahungwe shoko rataro namukoma Dhoni rokuti takango kura tichingozwa kuti vahungwe kana tikasanzwa zvisikade kuti vahungwe muzalo PF yanga isiri zvalo PF asi nanhasi vanongonzi ngavafire pabasa zvifoshora kana tichida kuvakanyika devanga vabvumavo kunzwa zvinotaura vanhu vatore pfungwa dzevanhu vasangotora pfungwa dzevanonzi ava ndovakarwa hondo kurwa hondo handi kutonga nyika handingangoti ndaguma ipapo
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma nhamo
so let's go to Mr. to Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda. Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, is it that people, let me put it this way, were people expecting miracles to be performed by the president? What did they want out of this thing?
No. Look, people were expecting, yes, I think you would say people were expecting miracles. People were expecting far too much than Mnangagwa could get. People didn't understand that the president had come into power through military action, and that he therefore had responsibilities to satisfy the military to ensure that he can rule without the interference, at least in the short term. People didn't understand that even up to now it is not yet clear to anybody. I doubt that it is clear to the president himself whether he is really a substantive president or a titular president. It could be that in reality the military is running the show. We know that these things happen in many countries. We know in Burma the person who occupies the office of the president isn't actually the president. The president is outside. We know that it happened in Russia where for a good 4 years Vladimir Putin was a prime minister by name when in fact he was also president. So it is not clear, perhaps I think even to President Mnangagwa, whether or not what his position is and what powers he has in terms of what the military has done. And for people to expect him to move, mountains, it was impossible. The military had stated very clearly that they had interfered with the government. They removed President Mugabe so that they could sustain and maintain the Mugagawa agreement. They could make sure that war veterans occupied every aspect of the state. And we know that every aspect of the Zimbabwean state is already taken over. They've taken over mining. They've taken over agriculture. They've taken over the state now. They've taken over cabinet. They are pushing forward to take over parliament. And we know that they've taken over control of the media in the country, information and so forth. They've taken over foreign affairs now. And you can see that there's a huge force here that Mnangagwa has to deal with. And I'm unsure as to whether Mnangagwa can deal with this or he's just being told what to do, when to do it, and how to do it. It was already shocking that it took him about 5 days to name a cabinet. It's not really something that should take anybody that much. Somebody, you should have been able to begin thinking about cabinet the moment he was told that the military had said he would be the next leader of ZANU-PF the very day they started their call around the 14th, 15th. So really, I don't think it's in place to blame Mnangagwa for the cabinet. I do not think that it is his fault. I do not know why he would not have promoted the military generals into the positions they are in. And I do not know how he could have chosen anybody other than those people who were from the war, who were seen as war veterans, because that is what the military said was its objective, and the military had to get what it wanted. And all these guys are the old guard that is regarded by the military, which is old guard itself, as true war veterans that had thrown away systematically by Mugabe. This is what the war veterans did it for. They wanted these guys back. They wanted everybody who'd been thrown away, who they perceived to be a war veteran or from a war history, to come back. These guys are back. The military didn't lie to anybody. Zimbabweans decided to redefine the desires of the military and think of it as removing Mugabe and not as installing and putting in place the war veterans.
Dr. Sibanda, some are saying that maybe, just maybe, the problem was President Robert Mugabe. He did not allow these ministers to shine. They can cite the example of Mr. Chinamasa. I remember at one time he said the government cannot afford to pay bonuses. And President Robert Mugabe reversed that within days and said bonuses must be paid. So maybe the ministers can perform. It's only that at the time the captain of the team or the driver was driving the bus into the ditch.
You know what, I like that. People think some are positive, and people need to understand one thing. Governments, cabinet ministers, do not achieve anything as their own. Cabinets work as that. They work as cabinets. They work as individuals. I hear people complaining about who's been made the minister of this, who's been made the minister of that. In real political terms, it really doesn't matter who's the minister of what. The difference that the individual makes is very small and minimal. It is the whole team together that is either effective or ineffectual. Cabinet and running a country is teamwork, because many of these things rely on each other. But let me say this thing about former President Mugabe. Look, I always thought that President Mugabe started on the wrong foot. There are some people that think that he started on the good foot. But look, after being bitten and shocked by both the NCA in the 2000 referendum and by the MDC in the 2000 general elections, President Mugabe tried to do the impossible. He employed one of the best cabinet ministers, team of cabinet ministers the world has ever seen. That cabinet of the year 2000, running 4 years after that, was one of the best qualified, one of the most hardworking. You had in there, like him or not, you had Simba Makoni, a flying student. You had Nkosana Moyo in there. You had Mudenge. You had Mbenge. You had almost a full cabinet of PhDs. Mm-hmm. And Mugabe himself isn't one of those lazy people. Certainly hardworking in many aspects. But what you need to realize is that when the conditions aren't appropriate, when the conditions aren't necessary, when the president can't make very difficult decisions, as the decision you referred to, whether to pay or not to pay bonuses, it is difficult. And one of the first few actions that President Ngago has taken, promoting the 25 military officers as one of his first actions, and secondly, ignoring the abuse of law by his faction against the other faction in ZANU-PF, and then this cabinet, which has no teeth, has no soul to it, has no credence, has no merit to it, is just a military, and the continued militarization of the key aspects of the economy, command agriculture and employing parliamentary to run that department in government, indicates that the process that these guys have started under Mugabe, which undermine the economy and undermine the system of government, are the ones that Mnangagwa is going to try and rescue the economy using. It doesn't seem to me as though Mnangagwa has changed anything and can make the hard decisions that are necessary to make in order to run the economy. He can't change anything. He's going forward with what the military wanted before Mugabe. Mugabe was challenging the command agriculture sort of thinking, saying that we should go ahead with Zimaset, and they wanted command agriculture, and that's what he's doing, and it's part of the big problem. I don't think that Mnangagwa has given us any sign that he's able to make any difficult decisions or even to challenge the military junta that's around him at the moment. And I think that without a president who can make those decisions, it's going to be entirely impossible to bring back the economy. His inability to employ female ministers, to employ women in a country with more than 51% female people, to go by that principle, because of the principle you can ignore in 2017, indicates that the president is either caged or incapable or incompetent in more than many ways. His cabinet could be challenged in court successfully if the court is independent. I tell you that because the Constitution makes a clear indication that you must employ a cabinet that is gender sensitive. This cabinet is by any measure gender insensitive. And whatever one says, that is a bad indication on the managerial responsibilities and abilities of the president.
Thank you so much, Dr. Asbanda. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about President Emmerson Mnangagwa's cabinet. Of course, that was announced last night with some names such as Air Force Commander Terence Shiri, running the Ministry of Agriculture, Major General Sibusiso Moyo, the one who announced that the army was taking over the reins, is the Minister of Foreign Affairs. And of course, you also have people in the old cabinet like Lazarus Tokora, Dr. David Parire Nyatkwa, Mr. Obet Mpofu, and others. Regaitende kunava Shongwe, Wargu Zambia. Makadi, Shongwe, Pterere Wedu.
Nilipo makasinda ere.
Ai waisu tirinani parise pa Zambia.
Makasinda ere ndo mablesi.
Tirinani zvedu.
Ah pa Zambia parinana sa. Yakadzakwa yakapari monga inobata maya.
Sei munda.
Ndo mawani. Vanhu vasina kuende kufamba zvichiendere tsinda dzichatoperi paparlamendi payapa tongoziona kuti dziripo kaka zvange zvara pasaidi payapa zvichiendere zvirimo mukati
zvangekuvaka
izvi zvinazvo ziri kuitikira
asikaanzindotatinae
tinava mugabe ndo yangodzoka saka ndaichikumbira kuna abvutu abvutuka
vaagutu vanenge vaenda vashongo
mwaite malidha yenyu ikoko kuti vatu vagokwanisa kutongo nyika.
Vaagutu vaenda vanga vaine imwe kwavanga vachimhanyira sati takava kukumbira maminitsi mashoma asi ndofunga vari kufamba vavachiteerera chirongo
kana vakateerera kuemvisika ngavatibvisirawo tangirai vaise umwe muhovheti kokusezva vachiti ava vadi kutaruta vanhu vasina kunzwa hunde voita mahovheti mamwe akadzirwa tione kuti zvinozofambira sei mberi because ya prepared kuzovhotera hurumende imwe ichatoziva because hurumende tatoiona kwayakananga haisi hurumende yevanhu
asika harisi basa revakarwa hondo ka vashongwe kuti vaudze vemapato kuti isai nhingi ndiye akarwa hondo nekuti hondo yacho yaitorwirwa izvozvo kuti vanhu vasununguke kuvhotera munhu waanoda
but muri kutozviona kapa kuti chikandanga ndochinoenze kutoshanda munyika
chikandanga ndochinoshanda
izvi zvekuti chikandanga zvishanda chikandanga ndochinoshanda
hamusi kuona here kuti makuramwira munda makudo kana kuti makusiya chitunha chakarindwa neberi
ndoziva kuti but hatingaramwe zvedu but vanhu vari kurejesa kuvhota apa takutengorejesa kuti vanhu vavhote asi takukumbira kuti vanatangirayo vatichajira homo munhu vamuise papapa munhu mutano vamuitapo muchiwovheti iyoyo vakarwonde vava tigotouya tomuvhotera but tongoda chida shuyari through mdc
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru
tatoona kutoti vamugabe vanosiya mumvuri wavo ende vari kutonga vari kuguva kwavari guva kwavari ndokwavari kutonga vari
aiwa hatingati hedu vari kuguva vari pazororo asi tinotenda zvikuru vashongwe. That's them. Is Mr. Shongwe is saying that he wished Mr. Gutu was around, but he's saying that the MDC must replace Morgan Tsvangirai with someone with Liberation War credentials who will be accepted by the army. But like I was saying to him, you know, in a democracy, you don't have to have your Liberation War medals.
Yeah,
some of us were not even born, so you know you can't deny anyone the opportunity to be the president as long as people vote for them. I don't think it's okay to say the Liberation War fighters must tell Zimbabweans who they must elect.
Yeah, so kunjalo nje kulabo bantu lokho bethumeza imlayezelo lapha ku Facebook. Philips Banda siyaxolisa ukuthi lokho sicela sikufonele. Eza kufonela ke ngesikhathi esibuyayo. Sibona zani sakufonela ngomvulo ngobuye khona pa ke esitikini. Kuzobuya ke uStanley Karoma uthi so General SB Moyo who announced the intervention on TV and announced a coup was fingered in the looting, alleged looting of diamonds in the DRC. Then quotes UN report. And then Philip Swanda is back again. He says a good show, guys. So we've been listening all along. And then James Thomas Mangena was also asking us to phone him. So okay, sibuyele kuba uSpanda, vala amafutshane uSpanda sibili akusela isikhathi 10 seconds for it.
I think of course we've run out of time. Time is not our best ally. So we want to take this opportunity to thank you, our Facebook viewers, our radio listeners, those who were sending us messages via Facebook, WhatsApp and all other platforms that we use. Thank you so much. And of course, we want to thank our guests this evening, Dr. Nkululeko Sibanda, and also MDC spokesman Obed Gutu. Thanks to our team of engineers and our producer for a brilliant job as usual. And signing off, this is Blessing Zulu saying, have a blessed weekend.
And I'm Kip Stube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.